your calls about anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Got a disturbing bit of audio here from a homophobic North Carolina preacher advocating some pretty scary stuff as far as how parents should treat their kids. We'll get to that here in a little bit. We'll also take your calls about what you want. The We tonight includes me, Ian.
And Nemi.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back to your calls. Aaron is listening in Wilmington, Delaware. And Aaron, you were calling regarding the federal government, and you had advocated for Rand Paul in this idea that, well, incrementalism and trying to turn the ship of state around and make it into a smaller, more peaceful government. And, of course, I pointed out that I don't think that's worth my while because I don't believe, number one, that it's even possible to do with the federal government. And, number two, I know for a fact that we can have an effect here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project because I've seen it work. And so given a limited amount of time and resources, which I certainly am limited, as everyone else is, I'm going to spend them on the things that I feel are most worthwhile. And so it would really have to be an exceptional politician, somebody like a Ron Paul, who has a really good, clear message of liberty to get me excited about anything at the federal level. And there really just isn't anybody else out there like Ron Paul, at least not at this time. Maybe the Libertarian Party will have someone rise to prominence that that can do it, but I don't expect to see it happen anytime soon. So that's my position there, but I think the two of you wanted to add into this discussion.
Well, I just wanted to jump in on Rand Paul. So I agree with you, Ian. Rand Paul doesn't excite me the same way that Ron Paul did. Ron Paul put things in a very sort of blunt, pro-liberty fashion, and as a result, his support amongst the liberty folks was very deep. People were willing to give hundreds and thousands of dollars to his campaign, and they supported. They went out and they spent their time and their energy. Ron Paul's, land game was so good compared to even what his folks were doing. Campaign folks. It was the people doing things outside of his campaign that were immensely valuable.
Right, like the blimp, for instance.
The blimp's a great thing. 2008's a better example than 2012 in this of what I'm talking about here. But I think Rand has made a conscious decision what he wants to do. He's willing to trade some of that really deep support for some really wide support. So the Republicans have kind of this wide message. Whether I like that message or not, and I don't, Rand is trying to appeal to some extent to that wider audience. Now, maybe he truly believes things the way that he says them. Maybe he's Republican acting liberty oriented, or a libertarian acting Republican-y. I don't know what the answer is. I wouldn't claim to know. But
I don't care.
His voting record and some of his quotes tend to be rather, more better as far as liberty-oriented stuff.
That's all you got, Mark, is that he's slightly better than some of the other candidates.
I'm not making an argument to you, Ian. I didn't interrupt you while you were giving your explanation. I didn't go, I didn't do that. So just let me tell you why I support Rand Paul. Tell everyone why I support Rand Paul.
How much money have you given to him?
None.
What kind of a supporter are you?
It's because Mark has a son, and he knows that his son's more likely to be something like him than your son, Ian, or if you ever have one. Same with me. I expect that my son will be something like me, and I look at Rand Paul's son as possibly carrying some of the attributes of his father.
I wonder if he was adopted myself.
He looks like his dad.
Yeah, he definitely looks like his dad.
So, when it comes around the Republican primary, and no other liberty-oriented person presents themselves, Rand Paul's definitely got my vote. What I'm concerned with...
He's not even worth registering as a Republican for, in my book.
I'm already registered as a Republican because I have run for Republican office and won. I don't need to do anything else.
So your level of support is you'll give him a vote. That ain't much of a supporter.
What do you want from me? I mean, I'm willing to vote.
I don't want you to support the guy. I think he's no good.
With Ian. I won't be voting for him.
I think he's better than the rest. Is that a level of endorsement?
You could always find
too?
Someone who's better than the rest.
So, yeah, well, okay, fine.
Is he principled?
Better
no.
Better the devil you know
dad.
Than the devil you don't? I don't know. No.
His dad wasn't principled either. Than in the general.
What's that?
I said, your vote will count a lot more in the primaries than it will in the general election.
That's the truth. Now, what concerns me in this circumstance is it's not the ideas of liberty, because they really are quite good. It's the implementation of the ideas of liberty that scare me. Because when some politician says, I want smaller government, and then they proceed to go about tearing down government in the area of social welfare programs or, you know, some area or another. You know, George Bush could claim to have been small government because he tore out some of the regulations and that kind of thing. But he only tore out the ones that benefited his big government crony friends.
Yeah, he also increased the size of, what was it, Medicaid. He, warmongered trillions of dollars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, besides that, but if you just look at the stuff that he tore out, it's the selective tearing out. So you can tear out government to support your side of things.
Did government get smaller during the Bush administration? No. Therefore, not for smaller government.
Right. I understand, Ian, but do you understand how one... I'm just talking about when you shrink government, you can shrink government to benefit one side or the other of the political process. And when
government
one
has
does
never
that,
shrunk in our lifetime.
I understand that, Ian. I'm talking about a theoretical shrinking of government. But if I go in and say I'm for small government, but I'm for the Republicans, and here in the state of New Hampshire, I'm the governor and actually has power, in which the governor doesn't in New Hampshire, and I just get rid of all the social welfare programs. As a matter of fact, I get rid of the social welfare programs, and I increase the funding slightly to prisons for incarcerating marijuana users. Have I done something for liberty?
Not if you haven't reduced the size of government.
Apparently you didn't listen to what I said. I just got rid of all the social welfare programs, all the money to mothers with infants, all the money to people with learning disabilities, all the money to all the poor people and the heating oil and all that stuff. I've eliminated $10 million. Then I add $2 million to marijuana enforcement. I have cut the state budget by $8 million. Have I benefited liberty?
Maybe.
I'm a jerk, is what
I am. You're a jerk, yeah.
Yeah, the entitlement folks won't like you very much.
Aaron, your thoughts?
I think that the first place you need to cut, obviously, is the military. I think that everybody always seems to vote for the person they think is going to end the wars. And I think that's partly what got Obama, got the youth excited under the Obama campaign, was this idea that he was going to bring all the troops home.
Sure.
So, I mean... But I do see what Mark's saying. I work for, maybe Nemi knows, in Delaware, there's a large company that had the government in its pocket for a long time. But I used to think that corporations would be the logical harbingers of roads and bridges and government in a libertarian society. But the way
until they became people.
the way it's evolved now. My company is in a lawsuit right now where we're being sued because someone basically burned some plastic and inhaled the fumes. And so now we're discontinuing an entire line of these substances because of this lawsuit in order to prove responsibility in the court. And then we're intending to seek out regulation by the government against these compounds so that nobody else can make them. And then we will have already invented and patented the replacements. It angers me.
Got to be tough working for a company like that. Yeah. It sucks working for the man.
Well, that's almost what you have to do.
I thought I'd arrived. I thought about moving to New Hampshire. I had signed up for the Free State Project, and there was just scant opportunity as far as me. I master's degree in molecular biology. I wanted to do something with my career, and so I got in this spot, highly coveted spot. I beat out 600 other applicants.
Wow.
And now I found what I bit off is something that I can hardly believe in, that I can't. How do you get behind a company?
How do you look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day?
That's
rough, Aaron. I thank you for the call. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that tonight. Appreciate you in the call this evening. 855-450-FREE. It's got to be difficult to have spent time learning about one particular vocation and then to find out that, you know, at least in your current application of it, it's not actually benefiting your political viewpoint. 855-450-FREE, and then to feel stuck because you don't feel like there's many jobs out there for you. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spru seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-453. We've talked about a journalist who is facing 100 years in prison for posting a link into a chat room. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We've discussed Rand Paul, the failure of the attempt to change the federal government, or whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site that has a sort of liberty bend to it. If liberty-oriented news, if you want to keep abreast of our government intrusion or police brutality reports or the economy from an Austrian economics viewpoint or technology that might set us free, communications that, you know, of any sort that might be liberty-oriented, check out freedomsphoenix.com. You can go there and get their free daily dispatch if you sign up for it. I get that sent right to my email box. I don't have to go to the website, and I find that to be very convenient. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
Got a disturbing bit of audio here. It's less than 2 minutes, and it includes the words of a North Carolina preacher. And it was Advocate.com that pulled the audio, or they're presenting the audio here. The words of a homophobic North Carolina preacher are reverberating around the internet following a sermon in which he advocated physically assaulting toddlers with limp wrists.
Now, I love the meme on Facebook that I've seen is this. I hate the word homophobic. You're not scared of anything. You're just an a-hole.
Sean Harris, in this case, is the a-hole. He's a senior pastor at Berean Baptist Church in Fayetteville. A strong supporter of North Carolina's proposed anti-gay Amendment 1. In Sunday's sermon, Harris screams like a maniac about cracking limp wrists and punching young children who exhibit gender-variant behavior. Girls playing sports are okay, according to Mr. Harris, but they must attempt to look pretty. Listen to the audio as we play it.
Your little son starts to act a little girlish when he's 4 years old, and instead of squashing that like a cockroach and saying, man up, son, get that dress off you and get outside and dig a ditch, because that's what boys do.
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't Jesus have long hair? Just saying.
It's hard to know whether Jesus had long hair or not.
He's certainly depicted as having long hair.
Right. When you have the white Jesus from France, yes, yeah. That guy has long hair. There's no doubt about it. But long hair was in style at the time that guy was sort of painted up. As I've heard, shorter hair might have been the style at the time at the time of Jesus's being his contemporaries.
So with more of the shouting man here. Apparently the crowd.
You get out the camera and you start taking pictures of Johnny acting like a female, and then you upload it to YouTube. And
does it bother you the way he said female?
Yes.
Female. Like he has some kind of
one of those cootie laden females.
I don't know. I'm not gonna make the claim that this guy doesn't like women, but
a misogynist.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make that claim. I don't know the answer. I mean, maybe he just has a thing about gender roles or whatever. But it just the way he said it sounds so vitriolic, sitting where I am.
He does not seem like he is imbued with the love of Jesus or the love of the Heavenly Father.
Or love at all.
Any love whatsoever, yeah. He's got his viewpoint, his view of what he thinks is right and the way things ought to be. And anything that strays from that deserves, well, as you'll hear in a moment, physical attack.
Everybody laughs about it, and next thing you know, this dude, this kid, is acting out childhood fantasies that should have been squashed.
You know, whenever I hear somebody get this vehement and angry about something that they're really uncomfortable with, it always makes me go, about this individual, because you find out, like, with these politicians that are the loudest of those who shout anti-gay rhetoric, they are usually the ones who end up in the bathroom trying to have sex with one of the political aides.
When you first mentioned this, I was like, all right, where's the other shoe? Is he getting busted for having an underage boyfriend? Like, what's going on here?
Oh, yeah, give it time, right?
Right.
What was it, Ted Haggard, the pastor
right.
of the megachurch years ago? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Where Ted Haggard, one of the most prominent megachurch pastors in America, got busted for having sex with male prostitutes and snorting crank with them. I mean, it was just, like, unbelievable.
Well,
total hypocrisy.
I get where you're coming from. That's what homophobia is that you're sort of scared of your own propensities or whatever. I don't know whether this guy's homophobic or whether he's just a hater of, homosexuals or people who somehow cross gender roles or whatever.
Well, what's the difference between being homophobic and a hater?
A hater just hates. A homophobe is scared of their own propensities, so therefore they lash out at other people.
Isn't that why someone would hate, or possibly why someone might hate?
That is possibly why someone might hate, but is not necessarily why someone might hate.
Can you be homophobic without hating?
All homophobes are gay haters. Not all gay haters are homophobes. Mm-hmm. Do you understand how sets work?
I see what you're saying there. I don't know if I agree with it, but
are you claiming that all homosexual haters are homophobes? That they must be self-hating homosexuals?
Well, I've never heard that a homophobe has to be a self-hating homosexual.
That's
I think it's a decent theory.
I'll go ahead and look that up for you, but I believe that's what it means.
For me, because I'd be interested in hearing that.
Can I make it any clearer? Dads?
No, he's made it pretty clear so far, but there is a whole other
lot
of this. Here we go.
The second you see your son dropping the limp wrist, you rock over there and crack that wrist.
Whoa.
That'll teach him.
Now, what does that mean? Like, break your son's arm?
It doesn't sound friendly.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, I've cracked my wrist before simply by whipping it quickly and then, you know, the little pop noise that you can make sometimes with your joints. I don't think that's what he's talking about. But let's continue, because he actually does advocate hitting somebody here in a moment.
Man up! Give him a good punch!
There you go. Yep. I'm pretty sure that means what he says it means.
Yeah.
Give him a good punch.
Hit your kid.
How
Hit
old
your
of a son are we talking about punching here?
Doesn't matter. He's talking about young, very young people
at
the very beginning of this.
Okay? You're not going to act like that.
Crowd thinks
you were made by God to be a male, and you're going to be a male.
Well, that's interesting, because when you actually talk to people who are males, but they like males, they want to sleep with males and make love to males, they'll tell you that they've always been that way. And same thing with females who want to sleep with females and make love to females. They'll tell you they've always been that way.
I never decided to be straight. I mean, there was not a time when I sat down and was like, I think
boys
I like
girls.
Guys. You know, and I imagine it was the same is true for anyone else. I mean, when did you decide your sexuality?
I mean, I did some experimenting with boys when I was growing up, but I've always been attracted to women.
Right. I'm sure there are people out there who it was not necessarily a cut and dry without a second thought decision. But for me, I never made a decision consciously to be heterosexual.
I think that there's a great argument for the fact that some people are born gay. I don't know that everybody's born gay.
I'm not saying everybody is, but everybody I've ever talked to said that.
There certainly are plenty of people that are. But I think that when you're talking about, like, the God don't make no mistakes argument, what about, like, the hermaphroditic people? People that are born with both parts, mixed up chromosomes.
Child of Satan.
Right. I mean, how in the world could that possibly be a child of Satan? I mean, that's my understanding of the Bible.
That
at least,
boy ain't no miracle, or girl, or whatever.
Right. I don't know what that means.
Let's come back with more in moments here of this homophobic pastor. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won a Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You, of course, are invited to join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Grab archives. You can get pretty much as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would like. Head on over to freetalklive.com. You can go all the way back to late 2006 for free. Just click download, and they are yours. And of course, you can subscribe to our podcast and listen to our live streams and more. There's plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy for free.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about Bitcoins, and maybe you've been hearing some news about Bitcoins. They're on another run. They're going up, up, up. And I've got to say, as a Bitcoin possessor, that I find these big upward runs to be both exciting and kind of nerve-wracking. I wish Bitcoins would sort of progress slowly upwards, but really doesn't matter, because if they run up quickly or they run up slowly, people are still going to have the same complaint about Bitcoins as, they're not currency, they're too volatile against whatever. And I think that it's the most valid complaint against Bitcoins is that people want to hold them as they're increasing in value. People are more likely to hold on to those and less likely to want to hold their dollars. What I do is I want to do business in Bitcoin because I want to increase its usability factor. So when I spend Bitcoins, I buy more so that I'll have the amount of Bitcoins I want to have. And that way I don't feel the obligation to not spend Bitcoins. I don't feel the desire not to spend the Bitcoins because I'm just going to get some more. How do I get my Bitcoins now? CashIntoCoins.com. Why? They're safe and easy and legal and fast and inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. I go to the local Bank of America, but you can go to a Wells Fargo, or you can go to a credit union with shared branching, make a deposit there, and within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you get your Bitcoins. That's how it's worked for me. They have really great rates. As a matter of fact, they've lowered the rates recently, and you can donate a portion of that fee to charity. As always, orders under $40 carry no fee. Today's Wednesday, it's 1% Wednesdays. There's a 1% fee on all orders over $40. Thursday, tweet a joke at cash into coins and get a discount. The better the joke, the better the discount. Fee-free Fridays, no fees on the first $100,000 in orders that
get. It used to be $10,000. Are you saying they changed it?
I'm sorry. Thank you very much for catching that, because my I guess my brain just kicked in.
Okay.
Yes, it's the first $10,000 in orders. Excuse me. CashIntoCoins.com. It's easy. Their instructions are easy. I did it without any help at all.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls here, but I do want to get this the remainder of this audio on the air. There's about 40 seconds remaining from this homophobic North Carolina preacher from the Berean Baptist Church in Fayetteville. He's basically advocating beating the gay out of children. We'll continue here with his sermon.
And when your daughter starts acting too butch, you rein her in.
Oh, and how do you do that exactly?
It didn't work with you, did it?
Oh, wow.
Hey, you know what? That's all right. I have cleaned my share of chimneys. I have hiking boots. I have Doc Martens. I don't put up with guff from anybody. Does that make me butch? Apparently so. But what would this guy have me do? Just be meek and timid and...
Yes.
I get the impression he might have that.
You'll hear what he'll advocate here in a moment.
And you say, oh, no. Oh, no, sweetheart. You can play sports. Play them. Play them to the glory of God. But sometimes you're going to act like a girl and walk like a girl and talk like a girl and smell like a girl. And that means you're going to be beautiful. You're going to be attractive. You're going to dress yourself up.
Uh-huh. So when I played lacrosse and had to wear a skirt when the guys all could just wear their pants, and mm-hmm. then that fit the bill, right?
Did
field hockey,
you?
Same.
Did
wearing
it
a skirt?
Yeah, on the lacrosse field. I'm just asking.
It isn't the most... graceful thing to be running around with a stick playing air hockey.
All I can think of is the cheerleader skirts. I really don't know. So, I mean, like, they have this sort of...
It's kind of like a kilt. It's more the idea of
So it's
a
lower.
Kilt.
It's like on your knees. Yeah. It hits your knees. Okay, yeah, I can see why that would be a little more, encumbering mm-hmm. than a pair of shorts.
Yes.
But you certainly dress up, too. I mean,
thanks.
You've got not here, for God's sake. Come in your jammies sometimes.
You know. Hey,
what's
Ian
wrong
comes
with
in
that?
In
I'm
jammies.
In my jammies right now.
Ian's in his house.
So what?
Mikasa es su casa. You can come. You can have a jammy night if you want.
You're just jealous because I have awesome pajamas.
Of? You do have awesome pajamas.
Let's have a jammy night next week.
You know, and I have also this since it's coming up, Mark.
All of our listeners can listen in their jammies too. That's
yes,
fine.
That's fantastic. You owe me a Halloween costume from last year.
I do
because I got all dolled up.
Yep.
And you completely let me down, and I'm not doing it again, because it is work cleaning up. This guy is sitting here talking, he's like, look like a girl. You know what? If I'm going to do Free Talk Live, I love you guys, but I'm really not going to put the face on, I'm not going to put the heels on.
I'm not paying you, please don't do anything.
You know,
that stuff.
Right, because I'm coming
Wouldn't
over
impress
and stealing
me anyway.
Your grape, right.
I just want you to be able to talk.
Right, that's all I need to do.
All right, let's go back with this fool here in a moment, and we'll go to your calls.
You say, can I take charge like that as a parent? Yeah, you can. You're authorized. I just gave you a special dispensation this morning to do that.
That's hilarious. That's the end of the clip. So put the link up there for you to see it for yourself over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Let's go to Doug, listening in Manchester. You're on Free Talk Live. Doug.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir.
Yes, I was wondering, what state is that guy from?
State of confusion. Oh, he's actually from North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah. They get pretty crazy down south with all that stuff.
I don't know. I think that there's homophobia all across the United States.
It seems to be common to the Baptist faith as well, the preaching of hate.
These guys are Baptists.
And intolerance. I think Fred Phelps is...
Is he Baptist?
I think they claim Baptist.
I'm not sure.
I will find out.
Doug, what do you think? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I think they get crazy all over. But anyway, I had a question from Mark. He said some homosexuals aren't born that way. I was just wondering what he thought about that.
I think that, for one, I wouldn't propose to know how people are born and how they aren't. If they say they're born homosexual, I'm sure that Yeah, some of them are, some of them aren't. And maybe some have decided that life's just better that way. I don't know.
My ex-girlfriend told me she was going to go gay at one point, but she never ended
Mine did and did.
Yeah. So, you know, I suppose it's certainly possible that people can experiment, they could change, they could do different things, but most of the people I know that are gay were born that way. It wasn't a choice.
Yeah, I would think so on that.
Well, one thing that's common is men tend to sort of be more polarized to the ends. They're either gay or straight. Whereas women,
I don't believe that.
Okay, well, that's what the studies show.
Oh, really?
The statistics show. Whereas women are more likely to hit different areas on the Kinsey scale, between 1, 0, and 7, I believe is how the chart's rated. And so, could somebody move along the Kinsey scales at some point in their life? It seems reasonable to me. You know, hey, this whole heterosexual thing isn't working out for me. Maybe I'll do better off, you know,
on the
same
fence,
team.
Right.
Yeah.
Doug?
Cool. I just had another comment about the last year or so there's been a huge ammunition shortage. I was just wondering if anybody came out with, I heard some rumors about reloading 22s. And that's the only way you can get them, I'm assuming.
Oh, you're talking about buying ammo. You can't buy it brand new. You have to get the reloaded ammo.
Yeah, nowadays it's getting ridiculous. And I'm thinking in a couple of years it's going to be pretty hard to get some.
Yeah, it's probably a good little business plan is to
stock up.
Yeah, well, to go get the brass from the local shooting range and set your own, do your own ammunition.
That's if somebody else isn't already doing that one.
I'm sure somebody is, but you know what? The range will sell you that brass. All you have to do is bid it up.
Outbid the person. Yeah,
the fact is I've known plenty of people who do their own reloads, and I'll bet you there are people in your area that want to buy it.
Well, if you do want to get ammunition, though, ManVentureOutpost.com can hook you up with some of them.
Yes.
I don't know if they've got them all.
They have the same trouble everybody else has with ammunition.
It's tough out there. Yeah. Doug, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Still to come here tonight, we've got an update for you on... Actually, well, I'll tell you what. More moments.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with With no no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. I know, Nenny, you've got more to say on this homophobic preacher and some of the issues connected to him. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is pretty simple. You send $5 a month into the show, we invest it into Free Talk Live, and use that money to get on more radio stations. Some of the ways that we spend the money is to go to industry conventions. We were just recently in Los Angeles.
Right.
And that was 2 weeks ago now, and we, you know, we're schmoozing it with the industry bigwigs. We also do advertising in talk radio industry publications that are widely read by people in the talk industry. We also would like to raise enough money to hire our co-host, Daryl, as an affiliate relations person for the show. And what an affiliate relations person does is what I do during the day. I call radio stations, talk to program directors, and try to get them to listen to the show. Usually I'm successful at getting them to listen, and then eventually, hopefully, get them to add the show to their lineup. So if we have two people doing affiliate relations, we'll be more effective than just me doing affiliate relations. But we need money in order to hire Daryl. And the way we're going to do this is by offering matching contributions. We've got a group of very generous individuals who have stepped up to offer up to $950 per month in matching contributions in both Bitcoin and U.S. dollars. So the total aggregate donations of both of those things in 1 month's period of time can equal up to $950 worth, and Free Talk Live will then have that money matched by these generous individuals. So when you amp now, if you amp for $5, it's like amping for 10. If you amp for 10, it's like amping for 20, etc. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. We really would appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us. And if you want to see Free Talk Live and the ideas of liberty get on 300, 400 radio stations, it's possible. It just takes some money, and you can help us with that. And get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So, Nemi, you wanted to add into this discussion. We've got this North Carolina Baptist preacher, and by the way, you did find out it was the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes,
I was spacing on that earlier.
Me too.
So these Baptists, a lot of them seem to be very, very anti-gay, homophobic.
Preaching hate.
In this case, preaching violence.
There are lots of different Baptists, by the way, just because anybody can claim the term Baptist. All it means is that you believe that an adult is transformed by the Holy Spirit it in baptism.
Don't they also have like really big bathtubs you can dunk people in?
Baptists really believe in baptism. They don't believe in sprinkling water on someone's head. Baptism is a ritual far older than Christianity, far older than Judaism. This existed. Jesus was baptized. There was no Christianity when Jesus was walking around on the earth. There were, you know, people that thought he was a pretty neat dude, but Jesus was baptized. This is a very old ritual.
I remember being a kid, and there was this church nearby my neighborhood where the neighborhood association would have its neighborhood Nazi meetings, and my parents would drag me to these meetings, and it was in this Baptist church. And I remember just, because I grew up Presbyterian, and that's where they get the little water on the tips of their fingers, and they touch it to your forehead, and that's the baptism there.
You've been spritzed.
I remember just being bewildered that essentially they had this humongous bathtub thing up at the front of the room. Like, it was so big that I could fit my entire body and stand up straight in this thing and not see out over the edge of it. It was just
big,
shocking to me. Anyway, so that's, I think, one thing that would bring the Baptists together. But you're saying that not all Baptists are necessarily homophobic.
No.
No, I certainly don't want to paint with the broad brush. What I see is the zealous hatred seems to me, in my experience, to be coming from primarily Southern Baptist evangelical churches.
And evangelical sort of is a different different delineation. Baptists generally aren't going to speak in tongues. They aren't going to do all those things that, say, Pentecostals or other forms of evangelicals will do.
So this one is really based on hatred and anger and violence and the idea that you'll be able to crack the wrists of your effeminate son or punch him in order to get the gay out.
So what is the goal of this sermon ultimately? Is
to
it
get to, parents to beat their gay children?
Is it? Or is it to convey the message that homosexuality is bad?
Both.
Or change behavior. So what is it, what would be a more effective way for this pastor to affect that sort of change than by trying to shame or belittle or through divisive tactics? Like
are you
we were
asking
talking.
How could the Baptist preacher in this case communicate his disdain for homosexuality without being so nasty?
Certainly, I would much prefer him see preaching tolerance, love, acceptance.
Yeah, what would Jesus
ultimately
do?
Ultimately, what I'm
who
getting at
Jesus
is the question
crack?
Of, right, who would Jesus punch? Would he punch a kid for being too butch? Or for a little girl for playing with Tonka trucks?
No,
I mean,
he wouldn't even do anything to the prostitutes.
Right, exactly. So how, if the goal is to affect change in behavior, if it's not through violence and hatred, what is it through? And it's that's kind of like a rhetorical question. I don't ultimately mean to ask how do you change someone from being a heterosexual into a homosexual.
It can't be done.
Right, it can't be done. So this hatred and this motivation just is an ugly, ugly face on something that is supposedly, like, faith is supposed to uplift people and give them hope and love and joy.
And far, far away from anything like that.
I call this confusion. All right. Now, this guy loves his kids, and everybody, people love
No, he doesn't. He loves the idea of what his kids should be.
Okay.
That's a good point.
He loves his vision.
I can
for his
totally
kids.
See. Look, we've had Dale on the show who's gay. He's a former co-host.
Yeah.
And I can totally, and I've asked him, which life do you think is easier, heterosexual or homosexual? And he said, unequivocally, heterosexual is easier. Now, I can see why a parent would want for their child a heterosexual life. The problem is when you try to take square pegs and shove them into round holes, you get a lot of problems. That's not a euphemism for anything. And so when you try to say, look, you're going to be straight because I'm going to make you straight, that's going to mess the kid up. And it's going to take years and years of therapy. And this is the problem. Parents think people believe in the liberty community this is a huge issue, that the kids are sort of blank slates, and that it's how you treat them and you know, all this, like, as though they don't have personality, as though they weren't born with pre-written personalities of their own. Ask any parent who's had more than one kid if the babies had different personalities, and they will tell you unequivocally, yes, they did, before they were sort of, their personality was written upon them. So I think that what it comes down to is people need to accept the role of parenting as more of a sort of shepherd than as a, you know, teacher or guide or I'm not
a
using
property
these terms
property relationship. I always was told that I was my parents' property and they would hit me if they damn well wanted to.
I don't think hitting generally solves much.
No, certainly not. So is it shame, humiliation, embarrassment? He's preaching ostracism and hatred to effectively change behavior, and that doesn't work. Or if it does, it is only for a shockingly short period of time at great pain to everyone involved. Because I'm sure that this guy spewing hatred on this stage is not coming from a spot of inner love and peace and joy.
No, he's shouting.
Right, and it just makes me sick, not so much the words that are coming out of his mouth, but there are points in there where people are cheering him on.
Yeah, of course.
And that he's spreading this to other people is just, it just blows my mind. And
he gave them permission in the name of Jesus to beat their kids, to beat
absolutely.
The gay out of their kids.
Absolutely. So when you
now when they beat their kids, they can say, well, my pastor told me to do it.
When you ask the question of which is an easier life, a heterosexual one or a homosexual one, I have never had to defend my sexuality to anyone. I have never had to battle for equality or try to defend myself against someone who somehow fancies themselves a judge of who I love or who I don't. I've never had to deal with that. So that's absolutely an easier path. And I empathize completely with someone who is in a situation where they're trying to be their authentic self and are just reaching out and getting nothing but hatred in response. I can't even imagine.
From the people that you are closest to, from the people that have been taking care of you.
From the people who created you, brought you into the world, and suddenly because of some way you are, you're somehow not worth love or connection, and so you're blamed, you're judged. You're separated, you're cast out to the wolves.
It's a sick, sick story. Anyway, I posted it over at our Twitter, Facebook, Google+. You can grab the audio there. We will continue here, 855, 450-FREE. Got an update on Americans and their acceptance of marijuana legalization. Not medical marijuana legalization, but just straight up marijuana legalization. We'll give you some of that here in moments. 855 450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Also on the way, let's see, Nemi, you had a story about a shoplifter and a police officer.
I do.
And it's actually a heartwarming story.
A little bit.
We're going to get to that here in a moment, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next. 855, 450-FREE.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.